This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. said Sunday it expects that China will retaliate with increased tariffs on U.S. exports. This after President Donald Trump sharply boosted levies on Chinese products headed to the U.S. White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said on Fox News Sunday, a new trade deal with China is challenging but worth it in the end.
We have had unfair trading practices all these years. And so, in my judgment, the economic consequences are so small, but the possible improvement in trade and exports and open markets for the United States, this is worthwhile doing.
Kudlow said both sides will suffer from the escalating trade war. In the U.S., he said that maybe the toughest burdens are on farmers who sell soybeans, corn, and wheat to China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week. The visit comes as the two countries clash over a number of issues, including Venezuela, Iran, and Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning, according to officials and witnesses. A witness told VOA Africa the priest and five churchgoers were among the victims. The Roman Catholic faithful in Sri Lanka's capital attended mass Sunday for the first time since the Easter bombings of churches and hotels that killed more than 250 people. Here's churchgoer Sampath Fernando.
Most of the people in our village, they came for the mass. So today is a very happy day for myself.
Soldiers and police armed with assault rifles patrolled the neighborhood around the churches. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News.